Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
That's right.
And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad.
But the last News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Merry Christmas. Almost. We're within eyesight of, by the way, December. News Talk 1110-993 WBT 704-570-1110. Great to be with you. Hey, don't forget, you are in the midst. I know I didn't announce this. I should have announced this when I first got back from the Thanksgiving holiday, but Whamageddon is in full effect. Be careful. You don't want to get whammed. Whamageddon, for those of you who are new to the game, Whamageddon is when you are minding your business out at an event or something like that, and suddenly you hear the sound of, don't play it. We can't play it. Yeah, Last Christmas. Last Christmas by Wham. Wasn't that it? That's it. And that's Whamageddon. And if you get it, you get Whamageddon. You get whammed. You actually get whammed. And this is terrible because I am a publicly known figure, and I have spoken about this in the past. And last year I got taken out by somebody inside the operation. They took me out. They played it. It was another show. You know, there's that other show that I appear
those
on.
Those
other guys that I appear on, and they took me out. You got taken out the first year. It was bad, TJ.
You
got taken out by management. They set you up. Very, very reminiscent.
I was bamboozled.
It was like, look, he was my Santino. He was my Sonny from The Godfather, and they got him at the toll booth. They said, hey, what? Hey, check this out. Look, boom, and they took him out.
Look over here. I'm the boss.
That's it. What a shame. 704-570-1110. I want to take some phone calls because people have been patiently holding on. We start with Terry. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brett. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you remember me, but I was one of your first callers.
Yes, you were. You were a caller when I was just a little bit of a fill-in guy. It was great to talk to you then.
Yeah, when you first came to Charlotte. I just wanted to tell you to know I've been under a lot of stress along with my brothers and sisters.
Sure.
Because of my mother's stroke. Mm-hmm. My days there are hard because she don't even know what house she lives in.
Oh.
But on the days I don't have to be there,
mm-hmm.
I listen to you every day I can.
Thank you.
And you helped so much to get my mind on things other than her, and you made me laugh, mm-hmm. and you made me think of other things. I just wanted to thank you and Vince and Pete and WBT for that distraction. Very intelligent and very informative, and I enjoy it. Thank you so much for being there, Brett.
You know what, Terry? It is my pleasure to be your friend on the radio and to keep you informed and up to date. And you know, you are always you're always welcome here. And so, as a consequence, I'm going to do something that's never happened to you before. Are you ready for something that's never happened to you before? Okay, go ahead, do it, TJ. Here we go. Oh, you lost him! No, gosh, no, we lost Terry. There was a plan there.
That's my fault, Terry.
That's okay. It's okay. Terry, unfortunately, we were going to... This is Jim. Jim, are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I was just going to call in and say, hey, we haven't heard from Terry in a while.
No, you were not going to call in and say that. Come on, really?
I swear, Christ is my savior.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's very nice. What's on your mind today, sir? What's on your mind?
For reals. Yes, it's so good to hear from him. I'm glad to hear he's okay.
I was going to do something, and it didn't work out, but it'll work out next time. Well, so what's on your mind today, Jim? What's on your mind, Jim?
Next show. Mm-hmm. Just about these protests worldwide. These people are doing the Lord's work. The people that are brave enough to stand up and say enough is enough and to put an end, try to do their best to put an end to tyranny, no matter what the sacrifice. These people out there worldwide, Iran, China, Sri Lanka, wherever they are, mm-hmm. they stand up, they go out in the street, they're putting their lives on the line to turn back this tide of psychopathic intimidation and terror that's going on in the world today. The people in China specifically are doing so much now. They are stopping the Xi government mm-hmm. from even thinking about making a move towards Taiwan. They are saving thousands and thousands of Taiwanese lives right now by being brave and going out in the street and putting everything on the line.
What do you think? Hold on, Jim. What do you think? Let me ask you a question. You were in the Navy. You've been around the world. You've been in different places and all this. You've been in unfree places. You've been in free places. You know, all that reality. But these are people. Are they coming to get you? Is that the law enforcement coming to get you, Jim? Here's a question for you. Here's a question. Yeah, under the dashboard. Under the dashboard. Here's a question for you. This is an all-powerful government that can take everything from not just you if you're over there in China, but everything from everybody who's related to you. They can wipe out the whole block, whatever they want to do. Life has no value to Xi Jinping. What level of courage does it take for these people to stand there and do this, knowing full well that it can all end and all end in a permanent way for the entire family?
Yes, but these people know one thing.
What's that?
That the people that they have dispatched to carry out their orders, just like we saw in Tiananmen Square, we saw one human square off again because another human, no matter how much he was outgunned, the human inside that tank said, he's one of me. And that's ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. My prediction is, you know, Xi's dad, I think it was his father was stoned to death. He was driven around in a truck with a sandwich board on saying he was a dissident. Mm-hmm. People would throw rocks at him as he drove through town. He was stoned to death, and he went and hid in a cave in the mountains for 3 years as a child with his mother, I believe.
Unbelievable. See, this is unbelievable.
And then once the Great Leap Forward was over, 3 years later, he came back and assimilated into society and got into public office. That's how he got involved in government.
You know what? Wait, let me ask you a question. Wait, hold on a second. You know what's interesting about this? I don't see the commercials for Amnesty International anymore saying, speak out for the dissidents and speak out for the people who are being oppressed in these horrible conditions. I don't see their activity anymore. I don't see the ACLU anymore speaking out for the dissidents that are incarcerated right now in the United States. I don't see that. They all seem to have chosen the side of tyranny in many cases. And I think that's a horrible thing, Jim. This is a terrible...
It's the ESG-rated hedge funds.
Yeah,
they just pay everybody off.
There you go.
They just stay quiet.
That's right. ESG. You know what that means? You know what that means? That means everybody suffers gruesomely. And that's what ESG stands for.
You stayed up all night and came up with that acronym.
Jimmer, I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
You're a great American. News Talk 1110 993 WBT.
My man, Jim.
Hey, he's
sorry again, Terry.
We were gonna make a friend connection there, and it didn't work. And so that's okay, Boomer. You know what? As they sang that song, Boomer, we got tonight.
We got tonight. Jim and Terry back to back.
That's it.
That's like Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town.
That's it.